The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The NBA's defending champ, Oklahoma City, beat the Lakers in a second-round series opener, 108-90. The Thunder lead mid-third quarter was just 69-65. Chet Holmgren finished with 24 points. At Detroit, Cade Cunningham with 23, and the Pistons win over Cleveland in a game one, 111-101. James Harden, 22 points, 7 assists, 7 turnovers in defeat. In the NHL, Colorado's up 2-0 after beating Minnesota again, 5-2. The Avs have a 6-0 record so far this postseason. Toronto won the lottery for the NHL draft. Arsenal advanced to the Champions League final. The Atlanta Braves won again, this time on a solo homer in the ninth by Matt Olson, 3-2 at Seattle. The Angels held on 4-3 over the White Sox. Milwaukee at St. Louis rained out. It'll be made up in July. Mets at Colorado rained out. It'll be made up on Thursday. Houston beat the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani 2-1.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K-John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K-John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts, sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park, in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Welch.
Sheriff's Office seeking information on Templeton burglary. Goats and sheep returning to Salinas Riverbed for vegetation management. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service. Number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Late last week, the county sheriff's office responded to an alarm call at the upscale resale store at 590 Main Street in Templeton. The sheriff's office released an official statement of this incident yesterday afternoon. When deputies arrived, they observed the front entrance French doors were forced open. Surveillance footage of the incident shows a suspect wearing a black baseball hat, a gray hooded zip-up sweater, black jeans, and a black ski mask and gloves. The footage shows the suspect rummaging through the business, taking clothes off the racks, opening drawers, and pulling purses off the wall. The suspect left the store in a white truck, which appeared to be a newer GMC Canyon with running boards. The estimated loss of the store is unknown at this time. Anyone with information of this incident that took place on April 30th at 3:15 a.m. or can recognize the suspect or their truck is encouraged to call the Sheriff's Office, North County Station, 805-434-4290. The County DA's office announced a Pass Robles man, formerly employed as the Chief Financial Officer at Scott O'Brien Fire and Safety Company in Atascadero, has been sentenced to 4 years and 4 months in state prison. 38-year-old Robert Conrad Vasquez was found guilty of 5 felony counts of grand theft and 1 misdemeanor violation for possessing an assault weapon. The DA's office says from February 2019 through September 2023, Vasquez stole company funds to pay his rent each month and made frequent payments to his personal credit card debts. Financial losses of Vasquez's thefts are estimated to be between $400,000 and $600,000. Goats and sheep to graze in Salinas Riverbed for vegetation management. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today, 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Goats and sheep have arrived in the Salinas Riverbed to once again graze and reduce wildfire risk. Prescribed grazing is an approved method under the City of Paso Robles Vegetation Management Program, proven to reduce fire hazards with minimal environmental impact. Portions of the multi-use path between 13th Street and the Niblick Bridge may be temporarily closed as grazing progresses. The public is encouraged to continue using the area, but should exercise caution around electric fencing used to contain the animals and avoid contact with the fencing as well. Grazing began south of the Niblick Bridge and will progress north, while a second herd will begin north of Highway 46 and move south. Operations are expected to be completed on or before June 10, 2026. A series of prescribed burns and training burns have been scheduled at Camp Roberts. The burns have been scheduled to occur between May 11th and the 21st, with the largest burn acreage of up to 12,000 acres proposed to occur May 19th, weather permitting. Other days will include smaller hazard reduction burns and training. The burn is dependent on weather and air quality and may be rescheduled if conditions are not as desired. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting this evening at 6. Tonight's special meeting is to review the City Council vision statement and desired outcomes and goals. The establishment of clear goals is a foundational component of the city's strategic planning framework, ensuring a coordinated approach among its staff. As a result of previous goal-setting workshops, the city's draft vision statement is, quote, "We envision a welcoming and thriving community with a diverse economy and quality jobs that empower every generation to build their future here in Paso Robles." You can attend tonight's meeting in the Norris Room at Centennial Park in person or watch online. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Giants 10-1, the Astros over the Dodgers 2-1, the Angels beat the White Sox 4-3, the Phillies over the Athletics 9-1, the Yankees beat the Rangers 7-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Giants, the Angels will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Phillies, the Yankees will face the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers in Game 1 of their series yesterday, 108-90. Game 2 is tomorrow. In California news, 3 men were arrested earlier this week for an alleged car sales scam that targeted victims across multiple counties in California. The suspects are 23-year-old Gabby Tenas, 28-year-old Maurice Tenas, and 34-year-old Ianet Tenas. They were arrested for their oil in the engine scam, where they secretly drip oil into a car's engine before a test drive, making the car appear broken and frightening the owner into selling their car at a lower price. Incidents similar to this have been reported in San Luis Obispo County. As early voting is now underway in California, seven of its gubernatorial candidates debated last night to a national audience on CNN. The biggest issue brought forward to the candidates was the cost of living in California and how it might be eased. The union board members representing television and movie actors will need to approve a tentative agreement with studios. The agreement was announced Saturday, but still must be ratified by a member vote. Possibilities of a strike have not yet been prioritized, unlike the historic 2023 actor and writer strikes. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. What does it take to grow a business in production agriculture in today's farm economy? One strategy is to try to build vertically, capturing more of the value of what you produce. That's the approach Glenn Elzinga has taken with Alder Spring Ranch in Idaho. He says for him, it's all about stacking agricultural enterprises.
When most people in agriculture say, hey, kid, I'd really like to expand and offer you an opportunity to stay, but we can't afford another ranch, or we can't afford another farm. We can't go horizontal and spread our acreage influence out. But instead, I would submit to your listeners to say, hey, how can we stack enterprises here? How can we get this land to be more productive so that we can stack new enterprises on top of each other? You know, so that, yes, we can have the hay, we can have the grazing, but we can also have a direct market. So what did we do to become price makers instead of takers? And it was just building relationship with one person at a time. And it was a lot of work, but it was a slow drip progression to give us complete market control. And now every one of our animals, we run about 250 mama cows, and every one of those calves we take to grass-fed finish and we sell online.
You can see how Glenn is marketing online at his website, alderspring.com.
Hello everyone, Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening May 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife's new director, Megan Hertel, assumed her post in February. Before joining the department, she worked as the Deputy Secretary of Biodiversity and Habitat at the State Natural Resources Agency. Hertel spoke with AgAlert about her priorities at CDFW, the role California agricultural community plays in conservation, and her approach to addressing challenges related to the return of gray wolves to the state. We're seeing a lot more people coming into contact with wild animals. People that work in agriculture often have a lot more than the people who live in cities do, Hertel said. I've got a long-standing respect for those people who dedicate their lives to both growing food and also managing our landscapes. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 90s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, the weekend, and on Monday. Mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Low 90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and Monday. Mid-80s on Tuesday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Renewed hopes of an agreement to end the Iran conflict are pushing crude oil prices down, and stocks are jumping. The NASDAQ and S&P have been trading in record territory. The NASDAQ's rally is being helped by chip stocks after AMD reported a dramatic improvement in business in recent months. AMD shares up 15%. Intel also rallying up more than 1.5%. Marriott International says travel within the U.S. is rebounding. People are choosing domestic trips where they can drive to their destinations due to economic uncertainty to avoid higher airfares because of jumping jet fuel costs. And Uber Technologies says demand is holding up for its ride service and delivery. Its forecast is upbeat, shares up 6%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Posilda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital controlled heavy duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
All righty, Mother's Day is almost here. Make sure you stop by the Floral Parlor on Spring Street for the mom or grandma in your life, and remember, ask for the KPRL free delivery to help spoil mom or grandma. The Floral Parlor is open Tuesday through Saturday. They're located at 1321 Spring Street in Paso Robles. And remember, get that order in right now. Call the Floral Parlor, 805-286-4512.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Some say that vengeance could very well be the strongest drive to keep a person going during an extreme adversity. It sure was for the subject of today's story. Back in 1823, explorer and fur trader Major Andrew Henry took a group of men to explore what is now northwestern South Dakota. One of the adventurers who went on the trip was a man named Hugh Glass. On May 8th, Hugh went on a hunting trip and didn't return. Some of the other men went to find him. On the way, they came across a wounded grizzly bear. After dispatching it, they found the mangled body of Hugh Glass. Obviously, the grizzly and Hugh had tangled, and Hugh had gotten the worst of it. Since Hugh was near death, Major Henry decided to push on. Being a bit compassionate, Major Henry offered to pay two men $40 if they would stay until Hugh died and then bury him. The volunteers were John Fitzgerald and a 19-year-old future famous mountain man by the name of Jim Bridger. Fitzgerald and Bridger waited only a few hours before deciding they had enough, and leaving him alive, they took Glass's rifle and equipment. Catching up with the rest of the group, they said Glass was dead and buried. Even in his bad state, Hugh Glass had heard the men talking and knew what happened. With vengeance burning inside him, surviving on berries and whatever else he could scrape up, he crawled 150 miles to Fort Kiowa. Hugh Glass survived and tracked down both Fitzgerald and Bridger, but by the time he found them, the fire of vengeance was down to a few smoldering embers, and he merely gave each of them a lecture on their unethical behavior. I don't know about Fitzgerald, but I can assure you that Jim Bridger never pulled that trick again. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The goats and sheep have arrived in the Salinas Riverbed to once again graze and reduce wildfire risk. Prescribed grazing in Paso Robles is an approved method under the city's vegetation management program. Two herds will be grazing, one progressing north and one going south. They're expected to be completed by June 10th. A Paso Robles man has been arrested and sentenced to 4 years and 4 months in state prison for embezzlement. 38-year-old Robert Conrad Vasquez was found guilty of 5 felony counts of grand theft and using funds from the company he worked at to pay his rent each month, making frequent payments to pay off his credit card debts. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s, it's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump telling the New York Post it is too soon to start thinking about face-to-face peace talks with Iran. But is there room to end the fighting? More from Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv.
Reports indicate a one-page memorandum of understanding is close to being reached between the United States and Iran. Axios reports this would include a uranium enrichment moratorium as well as the eventual opening of the Strait of Hormuz.
The main problem White House officials are having with these talks is that if they make a deal with one faction claiming to be in control of Iran, it's possible some other faction rejects it and keeps fighting or keeps trying to develop a nuclear weapon.
And it's Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Three patients with suspected hantavirus infections evacuated from a cruise ship to the Netherlands. The World Health Organization saying the vessel at the center of the deadly outbreak remains off the coast of West Africa. America is listening to Fox News.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Sunshine coming our way. High of 80. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we're going to warm up for the next few days. And temperatures should be right around 90 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Tuesday next week, mid-80s and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6.06 a.m., 7.54 p.m. We're at 59. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass, a sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors. All right. Coming up this afternoon, Karen, sound off, 12:30 till 2. She'll have on Mr. Greg Haskins from CoLab regarding some county issues. Can't imagine us having any issues in this county, can you? All right. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a holler, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL.
Now I'm lying here with the Morning Exchange, KPRL on my mind.
Alrighty, and let's see here. Did we get, no, I don't know what this is. Some of these things aren't quite clear. All right, well, it happens from time to time. All right, let's see. We have another something, a California bill. It would let illegal immigrant professors keep teaching U.S. students remotely. Faculty group says the legislation protects student learning by ensuring continually having the same, and this is pertaining primarily to community colleges. So it's a new bill, and it would let illegal immigrant professors who get deported continue to teach students remotely. the bill introduced by a Democrat who represents Los Angeles would allow professors who came into the country illegally and who get deported the ability to have what the bill calls a remote teaching arrangement. This is an arrangement that allows a deported or detained faculty member to perform, to the extent possible, their instruction and professional duties through distance education and other remote that is offered by the community college. So you want somebody that's breaking the law, and you're calling them a professional. Very interesting. Very interesting. It sets a fine example. And I'm sure they're being paid not in pesos, but in old Jackson and Lincolns. It would require a community college district to allow its faculty who departed the United States for special reasons, including, among others, due to immigration enforcement actions by the Department of Homeland Security. Okay. This is protected. Of course, when you label something, protecting students' learning. Well, they're learning that you can come into the United States illegally and teach at a university and get paid with United States dollars. That's what they're learning. And there's no consequences unless they get caught. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I apologize. I missed the first two segments of the show because I was in a meeting this morning. So I want to talk about last night's city council meeting. And it was a very, very long meeting. It went well past 10 o'clock. And, you know, the frustrating part of it is there were six presentations. And those six presentations, which are always at the beginning of the meeting, took well over an hour. And so I keep thinking, you know, there's just got to be another way to do those presentations that doesn't have people sitting there for an hour listening to that. But whatever. The number one discussion was about the budget and reminding people that there is a budget meeting tonight, a special budget meeting tonight at 6 o'clock, same place that they hold the city council meeting. So if you can attend, you will see what's the plan for the budget. You can also go online to the city website and pull up that meeting agenda. But one of the things that they talked about, and they started right out saying that we're sitting right on the edge between being healthy and being in a deficit because the revenues are down. And the revenues are down, you know, for a variety of reasons. You know, certainly economics has a great deal to do with it. But, you know, the wine industry is suffering, and so sales tax, et cetera, is suffering. So the budget has less money coming into it. Let's see, what else? So, and tourism is down, so which means that sales tax is down, et cetera. But, you know, but my comment would have been, and I just didn't call in because it was late, was does the city have any plans on cutbacks? You know, are they taking steps to, and I'm not necessarily talking about staff, I'm just talking about looking at every single department and asking them to make significant cutbacks so that we never get into a deficit because we've always been had a healthy budget.
Well, I've often wondered, not just with the city of Paso Robles, but just in general, you know, when you got a good thing going, whatever the industry may be, there's going to be downturns, and there's also a heads up that it's coming.
Yes.
And to the best of my recollection, I don't recall cities doing very well with that. They spend the money like they're on a binge, and it's going to be here forever. We're going to buy all these things. We're going to build all these things. Oh, by the way, we have to have money to maintain these things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then when things start to go south, uh-oh, we don't have the money. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to increase the tax on the people.
Yeah. Well, and we know through history that there comes a time when no matter how good the economy is, no matter how good your city is doing, there's going to come a downturn. And it's just always my wish that we would plan for that, and I can't say with any certainty that we haven't planned for that. We really have an excellent city manager, and I'm certainly hoping that he's doing everything he can to keep all the departments of which he is in charge, to keep all the departments in line and under control in their own personal budgets. So, again, there is a meeting tonight. You can go online, go to the city council or city website.
Well,
you can view that, you know, through YouTube, and pay attention to the budget and what's coming.
I don't understand if you and I at our home and things get a little rocky or rough from time to time, we have to cut back and, you know, adjust. One of the things, and I've never been able to figure out how or why this started, is that these contracts with people who work for us, the taxpayers, okay, you're going to come in, you're going to get nice benefits, and you're going to get a nice salary. However, here's the deal. When things go a little bit south, we may have to cut your salary a little bit because we can't afford it. Now, we're not necessarily talking about losing your job, because you know what, in the private sector, you can look at COVID. Businesses had to lay off people or cut their hours and so forth. So they were getting less money because the money wasn't coming in. But government doesn't do that.
No.
And that needs to be seriously looked at. And, you know, I know someone, well, Kevin, it's union. I don't care. Contracts are written. They can be rewritten. They're certainly negotiated. And somebody needs to play hardball.
Well, and emergency contracts can be written, too, for short periods of time that say we're going to do this for this period of time, and when things turn, we'll reevaluate. But nobody does that. And, you know, I know that the revenue has been down. I know that the wine industry is in deep doo-doo. But at some point or another, we have to realize that we have got to take some steps to make sure that we're not in a deficit. And because, as you said, they'll come after us. And if you watch this budget meeting tonight, you'll have a pretty good idea of how they're going to come, what they're going to do in the budget. That means it's coming from you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what they always... always rely on, and, you know, they do the grandma and the puppy dog story and so forth to get the people to fall for it. Now,
well, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that one of the things that was mentioned because of the budget is that fire station number 2, which is over here just off of, you know, it's between the senior center and Sherwood Road, that fire station is in dire need. They've known for years that it was in dire need. So I want to make sure that in this budget, we are going to take care of that fire station, because when you think about the 3,000 new homes that are over here in this area, we have a very deficient fire station over there. They do a great job, but they're going to be overwhelmed at some point where they're just not going to be able to handle it.
Okay.
So if you talk about the budget going into anything frivolous, unnecessary, before it goes to an upgrade of that fire station, I will not be a happy girl.
Okay, so my question is this. That development out there, those developments out in that area have been on the books for quite a few years.
Yes.
Okay, so why has this fire station been allowed to deteriorate?
And deteriorate probably isn't the word. It's just very small. And I think that I could be wrong, and somebody please correct me, but I think they only have one engine. And when that one's out, you know, then they have a problem. I don't know how many people work there, but if you've ever been over there, and I have, it's a very small station. So I don't know why it hasn't been taken care of. They'll tell you, probably. I'm sure that Chief Stornetta would tell you it's a budgetary thing, but it's time. We need to step up and get that done.
Okay, and, you know, the public can hear that, well, it's a budgetary thing. We somewhat understand that, but as I've said for years, our concern as city and the citizens, because citizens need to think about this, is the main infrastructure and the priorities. And I would say that fire department, probably pretty important.
Do you think?
And, you know, we don't have the money. What do you mean you don't have the money for it? You know this as well as many people listening. You know, for years we've had whoever it was going up in front of the city council say, oh, we've been doing great. We raked in all this money from the wine industry, from the hotels. We've raked all this money in, et cetera, et cetera. We need a fire station. We don't have the money? What are you talking about? You were telling us this was Shangri-La.
Yeah. And it has to be the will of the council that makes our protection services, whether it be police or fire, that makes them a priority. We have just got to have a better fire station over here. Otherwise, we're going to have some serious disasters one of these days and not adequate resources to take care of it.
Well, I somewhat disagree a little bit with you regarding, you know, the city council needs to do that. You know me. The citizens need to hound the city council on this, but also the city council probably should come back and tell the citizens, I've done this. I've given Jim App credit, you know, 20 years ago for warning us about the roads, because he was not vilifying so much, but he was saying, look, the people are coming in front of the city council and they're demanding all this candy. You know, they want the bells and whistles and so forth. So the council caves. And they build these things that are not what I would consider absolutely necessary. They're after the fact. You know, it's like if you win the lotto, okay, now you build it. No, we haven't done that. And so on the other side is, I think the council, just like I mentioned this morning on the school boards, they need to spank the citizens a little bit and the parents as well at the school board from the school board on, you know what, we need to grow up a little bit. We're taking care of our necessities, not your let's make a deal or anything like that.
Well, and a good example of that would be the $8 million that was spent on the upgrade of the Sherwood Park and pickleball courts, et cetera. That would have gone a long way towards a better fire station.
Yes, it would.
So, my comments for the day. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate it, as always.
Sure.
7 minutes away from 9 o'clock at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. This is not a surprise, but it's made national news once again, and this has to do with women and men's sports, okay? Now, the University of Washington's women's soccer team, they played a 14 and under soccer team from somewhere, I don't know where. The University of Washington women's soccer team, it's not a podunk team. They are in a power conference. I think they made the Elite Eight in a tournament, and they lost to a men's or boys 14 and under team. Now, if you recall, there was a 15 and under Dallas boys team. They pummeled the United States women's national team by a score of 5-2. And it was fresh off, the women's national team was fresh off the Women's World Cup win a couple of years prior to that. So that goes back to 2017. And the Swiss women's national lost to a 15 and under by the score of 7-1, which in soccer, that's a wide margin. So you might want to throw out these numbers the next time somebody says there's nothing wrong with men competing in women's sports. This continues to hopefully, maybe, It'll be another lesson. End this trans madness and just nip it in the bud. And don't allow it. Don't allow it. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right, this is unconfirmed, but a little something here. The sheriff's department may be serving a search warrant at Susan Flores' house in AG. That's Paul Flores' mom. You remember the Christian Smart disappearance and, well, murder. Again, this is unofficial. Unofficial, so take that for what it's worth, and maybe you won't be surprised if you hear something about it. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And, of course, you can text that, which we like to see. All right, we got a couple of minutes left here on this edition. And let's see here. Today in history, how about this one? This is pretty amazing. It was in 1964, a guy by the name of Dave Nicholson. He hit a home run for the White Sox, and it was in Comiskey Park. And it went 573 feet. Think about that. That is amazing. I don't know how. Over the left field. Okay. Also, another sporting event. The British runner, Roger Bannister, became the first person to run the four-minute mile. Chris, how fast can you run a mile?
I think my fastest is about 6 minutes and 23 seconds that I recorded anyway.
Was that just you timed it yourself because you felt like doing it, or you were...
No, that was just the last time it got timed in school. I haven't timed one myself personally in years.
So when you run now, do you time yourself or you just run?
I just run.
Okay, you don't... well, it's like, okay, anybody that runs know this or just play sports in general. Some days your legs and the breathing just kind of go together, right?
Yeah, correct. Some days are way easier than others.
Yeah, it's like sometimes that when you was particularly for the distance runners... You know, you can't get your rhythm and your breath going even after a quarter mile, and you go, oh my gosh, this is going to be terrible. This is going to be terrible. I had that happen once. There was some kind of fundraiser. It was at one of the wineries on 46, and it was a couple of mile course through the vineyard. And I would decide, I don't know, for whatever reason, I decided, well, I used to run some distance. Anyway, so I decided I'd get in it. So I show up for this thing, and I see this long-legged old guy next to me. And I don't know, you know, I'm going back X amount of years, and I don't know how old this guy is, but he looked old. So I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go out with him. You know, I mean, you know, when they start, I'm going to go out at the same pace as this guy.
See if you can keep up with him?
Yeah, because I figured, well, if this old guy, then, you know, I should be okay. I was struggling the quarter mile, and I never got into a rhythm at all. I think I finished second to last overall. And so, you know, everybody's over the, you know, getting water or whatever and stuff like that. So I go over to this guy, and I, you know, I kind of tell him in a jokingly way, look, hey, you know, you're going to be the pace setter, and I was going to take care of business, all this type of stuff. Well, it turns out that the guy was a long-distance run. Well, you know, again, was a long-distance runner for the University of Texas. Of all the people at this event, I picked the wrong guy.
I'd say you picked the right one.
Well, no, because I could never get my rhythm or my breath, and I was just, they almost had to drag me across the finish line.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A series of prescribed burns and training burns have been scheduled at Camp Roberts to occur between May 11th and the 21st. The largest burn of acreage, up to 12,000 acres, is proposed to occur May 19th. If weather's not permitting, the burn may be rescheduled. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting tonight at 6. Tonight's meeting is to review the city's vision statement and desired outcomes and goals. You can attend in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon on Sound Off, Karen, 12:30 till 2, she'll have on Greg Haskins from CoLab talking about the many issues going on within the county of San Luis Obispo. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local. and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.